We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school basketball with Audubon Boys head coach Darren Miller. And coach, off tonight on this Tuesday, getting ready for a big matchup on Thursday, your last game before the winter break as you take on Tri-Center. You've had kind of a tough schedule to start the season, played some really good teams, a 2-2 mark overall. Not too shabby considering the teams you're playing. How are you thinking about your team here after your first four games?
Yeah, I think we've done pretty well against some of the competition we played. And like you said, Thursday night, we got another tough game against Thursday. You know, we didn't play on Friday, so we've kind of been off now for a week. And so we're kind of got a little lull here as we've done a lot of practicing. So hopefully that won't affect us come Thursday night, but we'll be ready to go against Tri-Center.
Well, you got five guys that are averaging between 6 and 9 points a ball game. Are you happy with that balance there on offense?
Yeah. I mean, I think each night I feel like there's been a different guy who's led us in scoring. And so I think that's a good thing for us. We're still trying to, you know, work on some things as far as rotations and whatnot. But I think, yeah, each night somebody else is scoring, which is awesome. It makes us very diversified when it comes to the scoring part of it.
Well, talk a little bit more about the Brodies, Brody Schultes and Brody Weber. They're your top two right now. Schultes at 9.2, Weber at 8.8. He also averages over seven rebounds a game for you. And these seem to be the two guys that have been the leaders more times than not.
Yeah, I mean, Brody Weber, has done a nice job in the post for us, you know, getting down the court and has done a good job on the rebounding side of it as far as getting some offensive rebounds and helping us on the, you know, the defensive glass. But I think just overall, he's been able to post up and has been able to finish, you know, at the round the rim, which is great. And then, you know, Brody Schultes gets a lot of points off steals and does a great job running up and down the court for us and gets out. He's an athlete that can get out and run and has done a nice job of doing that. So they're two different players, but have done a good job with their roles.
Yeah, and another one is Mason Steckler, who's a senior. He led you against Coon Rapids Baird. He led you against Mo Valley in that 59-50 win. You know, he's averaging 6.5 games. It's just like all or nothing sometimes with him. What have you seen from Steckler in terms of his abilities, either offensively, defensively, what have you?
Yeah, I mean, his game is definitely shooting a three, and so we try to, you know, get him down the court as well and get some spot up threes is definitely we get him going early. That seems to help, you know, with confidence with him. And so that's what happened the past couple of times when he's led us in scoring. He's been able to get out and get a few threes, and that really helps his confidence. So that's, you know, that's good for us when he can do that.
Yeah, well, he's shooting 39% from three-point land to start the year. That's pretty good. That's kind of where you want to be, right around the 40%. You do that, you're better than the average player. And so that's solid. Just got to keep that one up. I mean, just what do you make just of facing tough competition? I mean, Coon Rapids Bear, they're undefeated. Underwood's a state tournament team a year ago. I know they lost a lot, but they're still a solid team, and you beat them by 8. Trainer, they've only lost one time. Now you got Tri-Center on Thursday. There's a lot of tough opponents. What is that? Does that help? Does it hurt your team? You know, I guess there's good and bads to both of that.
No, I think it helps. You know, I think we're still early on in the season, but I think it helps us, you know, get better and really shows what we need to work on. You know, with Tri-Center on Thursday, we're going to have to be able to handle their pressure, and they, you know, present a lot of different challenges in the half court and the full court press. So we're going to have to be able to handle the basketball and at the same time defend them, you know, at a high level because they got a couple of good players that are scoring really good, you know. And so, but I think, yeah, I think overall it's good to play the good competition. Just gets us ready for the end of the season when you get the postseason.
What would you really like to work on the most from now until when it, you know, starts to heat up again when January comes around?
I think, you know, defensively, I think we're not 100% there yet. There's times we do pretty well. You know, I think we possessions where we play pretty good defense and we give up the offensive rebound, and then, you know, we got to start all over kind of a thing. So hopefully we can, you know, get a little better defense. We do play a lot of different defenses against teams just based on matchups. So I think that's one area we need to work on. And it's offensively too, just being consistent and getting into our offense and running it at a high level. There's been times we do that and times we haven't. So just, you know, getting consistency. And I think a lot of that comes with confidence as we get going here at the season and as we progress here.
Yeah. In terms of defensively, you know, what areas have you seen excel at? What areas do you still need to improve on as that comes around?
I think, you know, transition defense has been pretty good. We've been able to get back and, you know, not allow teams to get easy looks off their transition. So I think that's been a pretty good part of our defense is getting back. And then as far as what working on it, just overall help defense and, you know, playing as a team as far as if we get beat, making sure we're in the right rotation and having somebody there to help us when we're playing man. And then, you know, just defense and zone-wise, understanding personnel and getting a hand up on the shooters and then like I said, ending the play with the defensive rebound. So that's important for us.
In terms of try center on Thursday night, you know, obviously the Trojans off to a great start. They got two scorers that average over 20 points a game, so that's going to tax the defense. Is that going to be a good kind of sign to see what the defense is really going to be made of?
No, absolutely, yeah. I mean, understanding personnel and knowing that, you know, obviously Harder can shoot it really well, and so just understanding where he's at and that we're all on the same page. And then obviously the other guy who's scoring a lot, you know, he gets a lot of his points off offensive rebounds and off steals, so we got to, you know, handle the basketball and make sure we get a body on him. So, you know, I think, yeah, definitely going to be a good test for us. We're going into break.
Well, Coach, it's going to be a big test, like you say, Thursday night, and we will see you after the winter break. Coming up on January 3rd, we'll see your boys take on Riverside in Audubon, and we'll have coverage of that one here on KSOM. So in the meantime, have a great holiday season, and we'll talk to you in the new year. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
Darren Miller, head coach for Audubon Boys Basketball, with us here on KSOM.